Parks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy, scatty-dee-bop, shabadooey.
Hello.
And welcome to Pork Therapy.
So cheerful.
So glad you've joined us once again.
This is Mike.
I am cheerful to be here on the love seat with you. This is Stephanie.
And we are Pork Therapy.
Yes, sitting here on the love seat, being happy together.
Something like that.
Yes, and I don't know what I was going to say, but you know what, Mike? I would like to take this opportunity to thank you for being such a wonderful co-host. I always enjoy doing the show with you. It's been really fun. We've been at this for about a year, haven't we?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yep.
We've, you know, our show has changed a lot since the beginning, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think it's a lot better now.
I think so too.
Not only better audio quality, but better quality of what comes out of our mouth. Do you agree?
Oh, yes.
Yes. So
we've tamed down the vulgar and cussing.
It wasn't easy.
Vulgarity and cussing, and yeah, it's still not easy, but we're trying to get more. And we've also tried to tame the tangents, pretty much. But
we've tried, but we've been
failed.
Largely unsuccessful at that. and of course, we also have the new microphone that does very well
move.
By us. Yeah. we like that. So anyway, enough reminiscing. We have a question to get to, right?
All right,
don't we? And Mike only has limited time left in this recording session, so we will try to keep it brief. But first of all, if you would like to hear more of us, you can go to our website. PorkTherapy.com.
We'll try and keep it brief, but we're going to blab a little bit before we start.
Yeah, just revealing myself to be entirely hypocritical there. Okay, PorkTherapy.com, questions at PorkTherapy.com, call us 419-PT-LOVE-4. That's the brief rundown of what
that
I was going to say in a
brief.
Really long way.
Okay, so what are we talking about this time?
Okay, we are talking about an issue that doesn't really have a question. It was an issue related to me in person. There's a friend of mine who's going through kind of something that he doesn't really know how to handle right now, and asked me for advice. And then after I gave my opinion, said that maybe this was something we could talk about on the show.
He said that, not you.
Right.
Okay.
He suggested that we talk about this on the show.
Okay.
So, so I said, okay, well, that sounds like a great idea, because I think this situation is, like, more common than one might think.
Could be.
So, okay. The situation is...
Let's use names. Like,
okay.
That's Bob.
Jack.
And
Jill.
No. I've done that before. Jay and Jake. It's confusing.
Oh, okay. Jack and,
Emily. Okay.
Okay.
Are there more people involved?
Systematic. Yes.
I was going to use Alice and Bob and Charlie, but...
Oh, okay. That works, actually, oddly enough, because Alice, there's a girl and there's two guys.
Okay. Alice, Bob, and Charlie.
Alice, Bob, and Charlie.
On?
Okay. So, Bob met Alice a couple of months ago, and they hit it off.
Okay.
Okay. And they don't really live too near each other, but they've been corresponding by email. And they've been really getting along and really talking and having a great time. And it turns out that Alice has a boyfriend.
Okay.
And her boyfriend is Charlie.
All right.
Okay, I think I'm getting the names right in this
situation. Yeah, so far so good.
And so Bob likes Alice, and Alice is dating Charlie.
Okay.
That's her boyfriend. And I think, from what Bob's told me, that Alice probably likes him too.
Alice likes Bob.
Yeah, it seems like Alice likes Bob.
Okay.
But she says to Bob that her, you know, she wants to stay with Charlie, she's committed to Charlie, she loves him very much, she wants to be with him, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
Never leave Charlie.
Okay.
So Bob is kind of wondering what's going on there.
And we, okay, do we know if Alice is polyamorous?
Yes, we do, and she is not. She and Charlie are monogamous to each other. They have specifically said that they do not want to date anyone else. They want to be with each other exclusively.
But Charlie said that to Alice. Charlie doesn't know about Bob, right?
That's the other thing. Yeah, it seems that, and this is all through Alice.
Right.
It seems that Charlie does not really know. Like, he knows a little bit. He knows that Alice and Bob met.
Okay.
He does not know that they've been
liking each other and communicating.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a woman who, is she flirting with Bob?
I think she's flirting
okay,
with Bob,
she's
yeah.
flirting with Bob and being, I guess, explicit in the fact that she likes him. She tells him, I like you?
No, she does, she never tells him.
Okay,
she never
so
says
she,
it explicitly.
So she's flirting and teasing.
But
and
her actions say that
okay.
she likes him. She continues
and,
to correspond with him and
okay.
she, you know.
And she's in a committed monogamous relationship with Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
And so what does Bob do about this?
What does Bob do about this? Yeah. I mean,
well,
What do you think about that, first of all? I have a couple of thoughts, but
I guess if I were Bob, I would say to Alice, look, I like you, and so, see, now Bob knows about Charlie, so is Bob polyamorous?
No, Bob is not. Bob
okay.
wants to be monogamous with Alice.
Okay, well then, if I were Bob, I'd give up. because it's yeah. drama and hypocrisy and stress. And where's the reward? There isn't any, because she says, I'm not going to leave I'm not going to leave Charlie. So, boy, it's a pity that, I mean, maybe you can maintain a friendship and not keep longing for her and add that stress.
I don't know.
But, yeah, but
it
seems to me like...
It's hard to switch your feelings on and off like a switch.
It's a pity that you like this woman and want to have a relationship with her because it's not going to happen. She's told you. I guess she hasn't said I like you, but she's acted like I like you.
Yeah.
But she has told you, I'm not leaving my husband, or boyfriend, or whatever he is.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving Charlie. So, Bob, you can either keep flirting with her and have fun with that, knowing that it'll never progress, or if it does,
but will
it'll
it never progress? Maybe eventually Alice will decide that she likes Bob better.
Okay, well then, Bob, is it worth...
That possibility.
Yeah, how much of your life is worth... Seriously, how much of your life is worth waiting for that possibility?
Yeah.
And when I say your life, I mean
your
obviously
emotional
you can keep,
energy.
Yeah, and your life, your time.
Yeah.
Because if you keep communicating with her for years and years and teasing with her and flirting with her and whatever, thinking that one day she might leave Charlie, that means, and if you're monogamous, that means you're not having other dates and other relationships. That's that much of your life that you're not seeking someone to be with because of someone that you might be with, but it looks like obviously not. It looks like probably not, I should say. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm not sure if Bob would definitely close himself off from other people just because he was like kind of pining away for Alice, but it's definitely a possibility. I've seen people do that before.
Okay, well, that's good then, because that's kind of my suggestion.
Your suggestion is to
move on. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're pretty confident that Alice is not leaving Charlie, then what can you get from maintaining a friendship with her? And if that's good enough, I'm sorry, not a friendship, a relationship with her. And if whatever you can get is good enough, then keep doing it. But it seems to me you want to be monogamous with her, and that is not happening.
Yeah, why take a consolation prize?
Yeah.
Why just sit around and give her your emotional energy and your time and your affection? And I'm sure she loves the attention, right? I'm sure she loves getting that extra, you know, stuff from you.
Right.
But she's not really reciprocating your affections in the way that you want, right? She's kind of soaking up your energy, and she's not giving you back what you want,
which is
a relationship,
right?
With her.
And you're apparently communicating it, and she's still not giving it back. It's not like she's having to guess. You're saying I want to be monogamous with you, and she's saying I'm not leaving Bob.
Right.
So, I'm sorry, Charlie. I'm not leaving Charlie.
Oh, yeah. It gets confusing.
Yes.
Right? So, okay, here's what I thought of when I heard about this scenario. I think that people who are in relationships and are attracted to someone else outside the relationship have a choice about how they deal with their feelings towards the other. Okay. I think that there are healthy ways to deal with that, and there are unhealthy ways to deal with it. And commonly people deal with attraction to another, other than their partner, in unhealthy ways. One, by lying about it.
Yep.
Lying not only to their partner, but to themselves.
Yep.
Right? And denying that it exists, even though their actions and their body and everything else is saying that they like this other person, they pretend that they don't, and they deny it. They say that they don't. especially they deny it to their current partner. Oh no, you know, we're just friends. There's nothing going on there, right?
Right.
Have you seen that happen?
Sure.
Right. So by basically by dealing with those feelings in an unhealthy way, they're subjugating those feelings. They're not allowing themselves to experience them. They're suppressing them. And inevitably, when you suppress feelings, they're going to come back up later. Do you agree with that, Mike?
I do. Yes, essentially I agree.
So, okay. And so a better or more constructive way of dealing with feelings towards another, I think, would be to acknowledge those feelings and be honest with them, be honest about them, not only with yourself, but with your partner. And that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to open their relationship or become polyamorous or anything like that. All it means is that they acknowledge, the person acknowledges how they feel to themselves. Hey, I'm attracted to this other person. And they decide, they may decide, well, I'm not going to do anything about that. I'm just going to let myself feel that. And then, you know, maybe I get over it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, or maybe I make a conscious decision to say, yes, I am attracted to this other person, but it's more important to me to be in a monogamous relationship with my current partner. So I'm gonna make a conscious effort not to act on that attraction, right?
Or maybe they'll say I'm attracted to maybe Alice will say I'm attracted to Bob, and she'll tell Charlie this. I'm attracted to Bob. Let's look at why, because I love you, and I don't know why I'm being attracted to other people. So let's look at why maybe we're having some problems and we have to figure it out.
But also, would it necessarily mean that Alice and Charlie were having problems if Alice were attracted to Bob?
I don't think it would necessarily mean that.
Right.
They should look at it. They shouldn't just say,
sure,
I'm attracted
to
him and I'm not going to do anything about it and close it.
Sure.
I would say, why are you attracted to him? Well, does Bob not do that? I'm sorry, does Charlie not do that?
Yeah, is Charlie missing something? Or
right, and now we're kind of teetering on the border between monogamy and non-monogamy, but at least look at it and see if you have a problem.
Sure.
And here's another comment that I have is, you can't, you know, it's reality. You're attracted to someone. You cannot run away from reality. It exists.
Yes.
Lying about it isn't going to change it.
And not, it may lead to cheating.
Yeah, not telling someone about it isn't going to change it. You're still going to feel it. So you better own it. And deal with it, and not just try and ignore it and shove it under the rug.
Yeah, I like what you said there. Own your feelings.
Yeah.
Like, the way you feel is the way you feel, and what you can do is ignore it, which is not going to work, and it's not going to be healthy. Or you can admit it, own it, and then do something with that.
Right, now that may come with unpleasant side effects, you know? If you tell Charlie, look, I'm attracted to Bob, and I want to work with you to try and, you know, figure it out or solve it or whatever. Maybe he'll be pissed and end a relationship with you. I don't know.
Sure, but that would be a short-term unpleasant side effect of, you know, basically of the confrontation versus a long-term unpleasantness from suppressing the attraction to Bob.
And being unhappy
and
for
being
all
unhappy,
the time.
Or maybe cheating.
Yes.
That would be even worse.
And for that matter, there's always a silver lining. So if Charlie dumps you because you're being honest with him and trying to work things out with him, then you could say, well, you know what? Bob's pretty great. I already know that. I'll go to Bob. And there's your silver lining.
Yeah, perhaps. So, okay, that was really what I wanted to say about this whole situation. I think that the ball is in Alice's court, and she needs to... She basically needs to be honest with herself and honest with Charlie about, and then figure out what she's going to do.
Well, that's completely true, but I think the metaphor falls flat, because if the ball is in Alice's court, how long is Bob going to stand there waiting for her to serve it?
You just said the metaphor falls flat, but then you...
Oh, then I fixed it. Okay, it doesn't fall flat. I fall flat. But...
No, you don't fall flat. You bounce.
I bounce. I bounced that metaphor right back.
Yes, you did.
But I guess the metaphor does work. So if the ball's in her court, Bob, how long are you going to stay waiting for her to play?
To lob it back. Yeah. Yep, and that's something that Bob has to figure out, too.
Right.
So, I don't know. If I were Bob, my advice for him would be to encourage Alice to just say, hey, look.
You're leaving.
Stop dancing around it.
Yeah.
We know you're attracted to me. I'm attracted to you. You need to figure out and be honest with your boyfriend, Charlie, about this, because this is a bad situation right now. I'm pining away from you. You're denying that you're attracted to me. This can't really remain as it is, right?
Right.
Okay.
I thought I had something more to say, but I guess not. I mean...
You didn't want to fill the longest silence ever on Pork Therapy.
We should just have a whole episode that's like intro song and then 40 minutes of silence, then intro song.
Oh, that would be entertaining. I'm sure we'd get a lot of listeners.
A lot of comments. Brett's podcast is better.
That's right, Mike.
You know what?
What?
On our last episode, listener feedback, we talked about a comment that someone left. Having listened to the show that we recorded with Brett Vanat of School Sucks Project, having listened to it on Brett's feed, then having listened to one of our shows, made a comment out of the blue on our website that said, Brett's show is better. And who's Brett? You know, we know what he's talking about, but he thinks like everyone in the world listens to School Sucks and loves Brett and knows who he is. And so I'm going to go to this completely other website that has a different show with different hosts. And I'm going to mention Brett's first name only on a show that has nothing to do with Brett. And everyone's going to know who I'm talking about. Brett's show is better. It's just so funny.
I think we've harped enough on that one comment.
Okay, so Bob, I hope that you act to make you happy. Maybe you can entice Alice to come clean to Charlie about her feelings, or to maybe become Polly, or maybe...
Or just make a decision.
Make a decision and stop flirting at the very least. Yeah. Or maybe you need to stop waiting for her and go find other pleasures, but I hope that happens.
Yeah, I hope... I want Bob to be happy, and I want Alice and Charlie to be happy,
actually,
too.
I want everyone to be happy, yeah, but it kind of sounds like the person who's being used here is Bob. Charlie's just blissfully being... you know, tagged
yeah,
along.
Yeah, Charlie's being used too, I think, because she's not being honest with him. Yeah.
And you're right, Alice is the puppet master in this one.
Yes, Alice is stringing everybody along. Anyway, okay, I think we better say goodbye. Mike has to go.
All right, thanks for the I guess it wasn't a question. Thanks for the situation.
Yeah, thanks for... I would like to thank Bob for trusting me to talk about this, and I really hope that we didn't give away too much personal information. Maybe we'll ask him to screen this episode before we release it.
Well, we didn't say Bob's last name. Is this the Bob from the Viagra commercials?
Oh, my goodness. You spilled the beans. How could you do that? And it was also Alice. I mentioned that she lives far away, but what I didn't say for fear of identifying her was that she lives in Wonderland.
Oh, so, see now.
Oh, yeah. Now the secret's out.
Does she wear chains?
I think so.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Alice in chains.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wait, we can't say goodbye yet.
Before we go.
If you have your own question, you can send it to us at questions@porktherapy.com.
Yes, and you can catch us on the LRN Liberty Radio Network. That's lrn.fm. Check them out.
You can also...
call us.
At area code 419.
PT Love 4. Which is actually... Wait for it. Our number is actually 419-785-6834.
And you can also go to our website, porktherapy.com, and hear all of our old episodes and do all kinds of stuff there.
Yeah.
And we'd appreciate it if you did.
So thanks for listening. And
thanks.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, because Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork Therapy. This good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more.